Today, my guest is Christian Muhunde, originally from Rwanda. As a child, he liked to express himself through drawings, and that passion has never left him. Along the way, he's acquired tremendous skill and loves to create images in many different styles with all kinds of media by hand. Christian has lived in Portland since 2014, attended Portland Adult Education, Southern Maine Community College, and will start at USM this fall, where he's pursuing a degree in computer science. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Christian.
Thank you so much.
For listeners, if you'd like to see the work that Christian does, I've put some images up on the Facebook site. That's facebook.com/newmainersspeak. And you can get a look at four of his images, each quite different from another. I just use a wide sample. And you might want to view as we talk along. Christian, you have loved to draw since you were small. I wonder what you think about art. Is it a natural talent or something between natural talent and skill?
I think for me it's a natural talent because it's something I started since I'm young. So, yeah, it's a natural talent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you've spent a million hours since then practicing that talent.
Yeah.
It is true, though. Some kids really see shadows and line and depth in a way that other kids don't. It just comes naturally.
Yeah, that's true.
Did that happen to you?
Not really. It's something I started at age of 8 when I was young. So I loved spending a lot of time on it. So, yeah, step by step. Yeah,
making things. What did you like to draw when you were 8 years old?
Sketches, portraits.
Of people?
By using pencil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What you have available.
Yeah.
Right? True. As a kid. True. When did you get the idea that maybe you had a special talent?
When I was 8 years old, I was in class. I tried drawing the teacher's face. After watching that, he was so excited. He took it and hanging in the wall in the class. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get in trouble for being distracted and painting his face.
He liked it. Yeah.
And he saw some potential in you.
He loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so was he the same person that then gave you materials so that you would keep painting?
Yeah, he tried to encourage me to keep doing that, step by step. He gave me a lot of materials, yeah.
Mentors are so important, aren't they?
It is.
What if that teacher had never come into your life? Or what if he hadn't liked that you were drawing his face?
I don't know.
Maybe you would have gone on and done it, and maybe not.
Sure. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you lead a very busy life here in Maine. You have school, work, art, church. I wondered if you could give us an idea about how many hours you spend each week drawing and painting.
Honestly, I don't have exactly hours I spend on it because it depends of how many customers I get, how many works I have to do. So sometimes I should spend four hours a day. So it's 25 a weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
But today, we're in summer break. I have enough time to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I spend more than that.
You spend a lot of time. What time of day do you like to do your drawings?
Morning time.
Is that the best? You're fresh?
Yeah.
Just get up and start painting or drawing?
Yeah, true.
And tell us about your studio.
It's really, really small. It's 50 to 60 inches. And by the way, I love working outside of the house, outside. In the garden.
Oh, you just go outside with your... Yeah. Do you have a sketch pad?
Yeah, sure. I do.
Or do you use an easel?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, the light in Maine is noteworthy. Mm-hmm. People have always liked the light in Maine.
Yeah.
So, how do you decide what you're going to draw next? What inspires you to draw now? You know, when you were a kid, it was portraits still.
As I told you, it depends on customers, what they want, what they need. Yeah.
When you're commissioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Sometimes people love painting. At that time, there's another people who love sketches. Yep.
So have you been commissioned to do the cityscapes that I've seen in your art collection? You have a whole bunch of pictures of Portland from different angles. Do you just do that for fun?
No, not for fun. Mm-hmm. Not for fun.
You're doing those as commissioned pieces, yeah, as well.
True.
Nice. I was thinking that would make a nice set of cards.
Yeah.
You know, gift.
Gift card.
Yeah, like stationery.
Yeah.
Cards, note,
yeah,
cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So, how do you choose which media you're going to use for an image? Say you're painting someone's dog, or, you know, sketching downtown Portland. How do you decide?
It depends of what kind of art someone, when someone come and ask me to do this one, for example, building this, drawing this studio. Yeah, I'm doing that. It depends of someone who need it. Yeah.
Basically, what they say, I'd like a colored pencil drawing, so you use colored pencils?
Yeah. Have to sit down and make a conversation talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure they're getting.
And after, I should give him an idea which one is better for this picture, which, yeah.
Yes, so like there are certain things that lend themselves to blending, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite medium?
I should say I have... painting is sometimes better because...
Oil painting?
Yeah, because I spend more than 2 months for finishing that. But again, and the sketch using pencil is better too, because it takes like 2-3 days for finishing.
A lot quicker, start to finish.
Yeah, a lot quicker. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I should pick both.
Yes. Yeah. You like it all. It's like picking a favorite color. How can you pick a favorite color? They're all quite fantastic.
You have to watch a picture first. Yeah.
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 And you work from photographs or you work from live?
Oh, no, live photograph.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love working for photograph.
So your work was recently in the UMVA gallery in a show in Portland called The Migration Experience. And I wondered, how did the curators find you for that show?
One of curators, I think he came at SMCC. He saw my portraits there hanging on the wall. And then he talked to Riz Harvin.
To who?
To Riz Harvin.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. He asked her how he can get in touch with me. So we made a real conversation. He asked me if I should come in attending in show, Migration Experience. Yep, that's what happened.
Oh, so you were just discovered right on the walls of SMCC.
Yeah.
And why was your art on the walls at SMCC?
They loved it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they asked me if they should get some art pieces there.
This reminds me of your teacher when you were 8.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
See your work, same they thing, love it, they thing. Put it on the wall.
Same thing, yeah.
And then other people see it and want you in the art show.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you, being at the gallery and having all those people coming around looking at your work and talking to you?
Meeting with different people from around the city. It was a very good experience, yeah.
Have you gotten anyone to commission art after they saw your work there?
Sure, yep.
Oh, that's been good for business then, too.
Yeah. I get in touch with a lot of people there. Yeah.
That's great. That's where I met you.
Yeah. was really helpful.
Yes, and some of the pictures that you had up, I'm going to have on my regular website later so people can see your work.
Nice.
And see That's your picture right. at the same time oh, and get a sense you. Of who's making this beautiful yeah. work. If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You are listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Christian Mohunde. He is a fabulously skilled young artist from Rwanda. And if you're not driving, feel free to check out his artwork at facebook.com/newmainersspeak, where I've already uploaded a few images. So, Christian, I understand that this summer you're going to be teaching art at Deering High School. Have you taught art before?
Yeah, last summer I did. Last summer.
In the same program?
Yeah, same program.
Oh, so
this one going to be my second one. Second time there, over there, at Deering High School.
And then who are the students in the summer? Who comes to the class?
Yeah, the student.
The high school students themselves?
Yeah, high school students.
Uh-huh. They're there for summer session?
Yep.
Oh. So what do you like to share with your students? What do you think everybody mm-hmm. learning art needs to know?
It depends of what kind of art they need. So different many kids but different chooses, so they have to choose whatever they want. Yeah.
Do you have to somehow determine what level they're coming in at so you can help this one with shading and that one with depth and perspective? How do you teach a class of kids with different ability levels?
You have to, someone have to pick whatever he want, easier for him or her. What you have to do is try helping him doing that very well, drawing, using charcoal, yeah, kind of that.
You just have to get the experience, don't you, with art?
Yeah.
You try it and see how it works out.
Yeah.
Maybe you start again.
That's true.
Yeah. If you could think back to when you were learning art, were there times when somebody showed you one little thing and it helped a lot? Like how to shade something or a vanishing point trick or something like that that made the art make sense? Or are you just... You just kind of practice until you get it?
I should recommend to spend your time on it. Yeah, step by step. And of course, you have to love it. You have to love it very well.
And take care of it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, when you say step by step, what do you think of?
You should draw something today. For example, you should draw your face today or your pets. After 1 week, when you're drawing another different things, after like 2 weeks, you have to try it again. You get the difference between the first one and the current one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that
it's experience. Yeah, you have to experience on doing error practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the quote, a journey of 1,000 miles starts mm-hmm. with a single step.
True.
Like if you really want to be a good painter.
True.
Pick practice. Up your pen and draw your pet.
Yeah.
Practice on this flower.
Yeah, practice.
Yes, of course. So education here in the United States is quite a different style from your upbringing in Kigali.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, you have lots more materials here to work with. I wondered if you might explain how your computer teacher was able to teach your class Word when you were a student in Rwanda.
When I was in, you have to pick a major in high school in Africa. So when I was majoring in computer, I had in senior four, I had he. I had a teacher. He was handicapped. He has one leg, so sometimes moving was a little hard for him. In practice, but in the computer, he preferred drawing on the board, the Word, Microsoft Word on the board. So sometimes he told me to come and help him drawing words on the blackboard.
So yeah. this just fascinates me. Mm-hmm. You didn't have computers in your labs as computer students.
It wasn't enough.
There weren't enough for everybody to have.
For everybody, yeah.
So he would draw the pictures up on the board.
Yeah.
And just point. You would click here.
Yeah.
And this helps you do that.
It was like practice on computer.
This is unbelievable to me. So you would help him draw the pictures up on the board of Word screens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it all fun?
I love that. And then when you actually would get to your computer, were you just dying to try them since you'd been practicing on the chalkboard?
Sure, true. Yeah.
And how did people end up doing in that class?
At class?
How did the students learn? Were they very successful, or was that limited success with limited computers?
It was very successful for them, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you must be very comfortable with Word, being able to draw the screen by heart.
True.
When you use Word, do you think of him?
Every time. Yeah.
What was he like as a person? What was he like as a person?
Sorry,
can as you? Your teacher, what was he like?
I don't know. But he like enjoying that sometimes. Yeah.
Sounds like all your teachers figure you out pretty quickly that you can help them with some drawing.
Yeah.
And you helped the whole class.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So you have won an international contest for your design of a logo for the UN. You've painted for the joy of it since you were a child, and you've done commissioned work. Can you say a little bit about how you hope your life will go as a full-time artist over the next 5 years or so?
I should say I want to be a full-time artist, professional artist. Getting my own studio, selling my art pieces, my portrait in the museum. Yeah, being famous artist, by the way.
Yes,
yeah.
Mine as well.
Yeah.
I think you're well on your way.
Thank you.
For a young person, you have quite a portfolio.
Yeah.
And it seems that you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You really can. I was so surprised when we were looking through at all your different stylistic representations. You can do classical kind of things. You can do really loose.
Yeah. You have to experience in everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So how does your degree in computer science fit into your long-range plan of being a full-time famous artist?
I don't have enough skills for designing logo by using computer. So I want experience on that. So it will help me doing pretty good logos.
Instead
of using
practice.
Hands, I should use computer. Many people say that computer is better. Best way using drawing your logos.
Sure,
and designing then that.
Even working with your clients, being able to
send
copies back and forth. Yeah. And
it's easier than hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Doing work by hand is laborious, labor intensive. If someone were to see your work and be excited about it, how might they reach out to you to commission you to paint their children or their wedding portrait or their house or their favorite cityscape or even their pets? You have so much to offer.
You should contact me.
How?
I'm on Instagram. Both my names.
It's Christian Muhunde.
Yeah, Christian Muhunde.
Muhunde.
Yeah. And I'm on Facebook too, but I don't like using that so many time. But I'm soon getting my website. In 2 or 3 days, I will get my website, christianmohunde.com. It's going to be running in 3 days, I think.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And yeah, I have get gift card. Yeah.
You have a gift card?
Yeah.
To do what?
Business card.
Oh,
sorry.
I see. christianmohunde.com in 3 days, your new website will be up and people can contact you and say, hey, how much would it cost to paint my favorite kitty cat?
Yeah.
That's lovely. I'm glad. And I will link to that on my Facebook page and my home page
for
newmainerspeak.com.
Thank you.
So people listening can find you because... Mm-hmm. You're a treasure once you're found.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to realize that.
Thank
you. You have been doing a series of sketches of Portland cityscapes, and you probably know things about this city from your close observation that most of us just walk by and never see. I wonder what kinds of details you've seen while you're sketching Portland architecture that you love and that you look for.
Nothing special, but when you draw things like that, you don't have adding everything you see. You have to ignore some. Yeah, it's nothing special.
Because there's a lot of architectural detail downtown.
Yeah,
I think of that area right at the corner of Exchange Street and 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
If you just look up,
you have to draw building first, and then after you have to add some people's walking on the sidewalk, cars on the road,
make it look lively.
Yeah, the tree.
Yeah,
things like that.
Yes. Yep. Have you ever been commissioned to draw people's homes?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
For businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You have such a beautiful eye.
Homes, pets, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's the cost of your paintings and drawings on the low end and the high end? What would someone have to budget to commission something?
I don't have exact price, but it depends. It depends of how size you want. What kind of painting? There's a lot of different painting. Yeah,
right. If it's a sketch or if
there's
it's oil,
a family painting.
That's much harder than an individual.
Yeah,
yeah. So maybe a simple sketch would be something $50, $100, $200. What's your low end?
Like you mean painting or sketch?
Sketch.
Oh, sketch. Yeah, $20.
Okay, so a simple sketch would be
$20. For
a
simple
bucks.
One, yeah. Small, simple one.
Yes, and then you have your very high-end things that have taken you 3 months of amazing detail.
Yeah. Like $1,000 for like that painting.
Yes.
Did you see New York City?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that would be a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense, and that makes it accessible, so everybody could get something.
Yeah,
And then you can maybe save up for the big things.
Through.
One of the pictures I'm going to be posting on my website is the picture of you standing with your New York City cityscape that you did in oils. You said to me that this was one of your favorite works that you're most proud of, and I wondered if you could tell us what inspired you to do that scene. And from that angle, it's a unique angle on the city.
That one was my favorite one because it took me like 4 months for finishing that. And I love New York. I love visiting New York, but not living there. New York is a crowded city. I used living there for 3 months.
Did you take the picture? In a photograph first?
Where did
you take the picture from? You're up high.
I have a friend of mine who's living there. He's a photographer. I told him that I need a pretty, pretty good picture of New York. Yeah.
And so he took the picture.
Yeah.
Because it's a wonderful It's a wonderful angle on New York City, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it, that one still for sale?
Yeah, it's still for sale.
Great. Well, maybe people will take a look at that and see it. If you have a New York City lover, you might really fall in love with this. Christian, you are a humble and hardworking, naturally talented and highly skilled artist. I hope you have a very bright future right here in Maine as an artist, so we can continue to see what you see and see how you make the world beautiful for everyone.
Nothing.
Thank you
thank
for
you
being
so
my
much.
Guest today.
Thank you. Appreciate.
And thank you all for listening. Please join us each week for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Christian has selected for us. Can you give us a couple words about why you chose this song to wrap things up?
I think I love Justin Timberlake, and that song reminds me 10 years old when I was in high school. Yeah.
So you've been listening to him for a long time.
I love that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. This is What Goes Around by Justin Timberlake.
Is this how we say goodbye?